Welcome to the Game Rage Star Wars Podcast.
This is going to be a good episode. I already feel it. Welcome, buddy. Welcome, everybody, to Game Rage Star Wars. One of the few podcasts that we're too lazy to come up with a real name for. So it will continue to be called our name with the getting the rub of Star Wars on it. My name is Josh. I'm here today with Adam.
Yeah, greetings.
Hello. Today we're going to talk about Darth Vader versus Grant. Well, I guess he was technically Governor Tarkin at this time.
Will Hoof Tarkin.
Who I imagine if would have existed during the 1930s in Germany would have definitely been fucking in the SS doing some horrible shit. We're gonna talk about that. But before we do, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube where you can like, comment, and subscribe. You can also go to Game Rage Magazine on Twitter/X. No, Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok. Game Rage Mag Twitter/X. Follow Adam at AllGas No Trash Official on Instagram. All right, so this little thing takes place in the Star Wars or Darth Vader Volume 2 comic series from that started in 2017.
Yes.
And it's issue number 18 specifically.
Yes, you are correct.
You are correct.
This is where this issue we're going to talk about, and we're going to do an episode of it on panel to panel. Whenever we get there, it's probably going to be a while, but we wanted to do this on Star Wars because it's not going to interrupt the order of the comics that we're doing. But like, because this was a fucking momentous, powerful fucking issue, man.
It fucking was for numerous reasons.
This was like, you know that fucking movie with Val Kilmer, and he goes to Africa and he's got to hunt this man-eating lion, this man-killer lion.
No,
fuck. What's the name of the movie? I'm going to have to Google it because I cannot remember off the top of my head. Val Kilmer Lion movie. Oh, The Ghost in the Darkness. This movie, like, reminded me of that because there was a lot of inner monologue throughout that movie. And this was, like, a comic book version of someone hunting Darth Vader.
Yeah, it reminded me of, I think it's a book, The Most Dangerous Game, the guy that... if he escapes, he gets, I don't know, some kind of prize, but it's a manhunt.
Yeah, it was like the original Squid Games, kind of, where it's basically like they kidnap this dude, and they basically say, like, all right, you have, you know, whatever, it's like 3 days, this hunt's 3 days or whatever, and if you survive the 72 hours,
you get
$1 million or whatever it was back then, which was a lot of money back then, now it's like jack shit, but yeah, you get like $1 million or whatever, and then, cool. If you don't, but we kill you, like, we're going to hunt you as like you're an animal.
Yeah.
And so, this is what it was, where essentially, Tarkin owed Vader a favor from Vader bailing him out in a bad spot with the Mon Calamari.
Yeah.
And so Tarkin talks a lot about how he never thought, like, he never could have imagined who someone like Darth Vader would come, like, what kind of a favor Darth Vader would ask him for. Like, what can he possibly ask me for as a favor?
Yeah.
And he's talking about how he, on Iridau, which was the home planet of Tarkin, how he was, it was like, he was brutally raised, and the hunt was like the main, like, a big thing that they did all the time was they hunted shit.
Yeah.
And so, Tarkin is like a master tracker, hunter, and, you know, kind of strategist all in all together, which is how he ends up becoming, you know, the Grand Moff of the Empire. So essentially, he hires 20 fucking bounty hunters or 20.
probably the world's best, too, or the galaxy's best.
The galaxy's best in terms of hunting and tracking. He hires the best. And they all die. Yeah. Every fucking single one of them is killed. And all in the most brutal fashion. I mean, one of the coolest things is when Vader takes the fucking wing of this giant fucking pterodactyl-like creature and he's wearing it. And this thing cloaks. Like, it blends into its environment. Like, it literally cloaks and can turn him invisible. if he's wearing it. And
yeah, because of the it's like an octopus with the chromatophores, because that was what they were saying, is that they're, that's yeah. what he was saying. He's like, oh, the chromatophores allow him to blend in with his environments and shit. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
This was also some like reverse Predator shit too.
Yeah,
where it was like, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger is hunting fucking the Predator essentially, and the Predator is winning. But yeah, Vader has all of the things necessary to win, which are basically his lightsaber and the Force. And fuck, man, Tarkin, you get to see Tarkin's like
inner monologue.
Well, that, but it's like his deductive reasoning and like his logic. You get to see it because he as they fight, he adapts. Like,
yeah,
they keep adapting to each other. And I mean, he figures, okay, like, he's got to have his fucking lightsaber. So, like, we need to fucking get rid of his lightsaber. We need to take it from him. And so he ends up, they do that. They take it from him. And he's like, man, he's like, it really enraged Vader. And he's like, I knew that would happen. And he's like, but I know that an enraged prey is an easier prey to catch. But he's like, I don't know if this applies to Darth Vader. and it does not. It makes him, that's his strength. That is the essence of his strength. And Tarkin goes on to talk about how he knows nothing of the Force. Like, he hasn't studied it. He doesn't know shit about it. So, like, he doesn't know what the limitations are. So he has to, like, figure them out as they're doing this. So, like, he's, like, sacrificing pawns of these people that he hired to, like, okay, figure out the limitations of how close Vader needs to be.
Yeah, you might have to be 1,000 yards before Vader can Force choke him.
Yeah, before, like, if you're within, like, 200 feet, like, oh, he can Force choke you. But, like, oh, is it line of sight? Could you be 10 miles away, but if he can see you, he can fucking Force choke you? Like, you know, he figured all the limitations out. And, again, Vader just one-upping him and, like, bringing him into traps and, like, fucking, it was pretty crazy. But in the end, Vader seemingly gets outwitted at the end by Tarkin, and Tarkin, when he faced with his imminent death, is what he seems, they're out in this field, and he fucking goes to his knees, and he's like, oh yeah, but he's like, this is the Badlands, basically, and like, you're gonna get, Vader's all metal, so he gets fucking hit by lightning and just, not decapitated, but like, fucking electrocuted, and so he is just laying there, like, all electrocuted as fuck, and then Tarkin is literally like, cool, call on the ship, get me out of here, get us out of here, and he's like, all right, well, Vader, and he's like, he's basically kind of like talking shit in his mind about like, oh yes, it was inevitable, I would have won, blah blah blah, and then he's like, well, whatever, and then he's like, oh fuck, he starts getting choked, and he's like, god damn it, I guess there's a lesson for both of us here to learn today. And essentially it's that Vader is not going to Vader is not unkillable, right? Like, he can be defeated, but you also can't count him out, because he will, like, again, Tarkin technically defeated him with that, but then in the end, Vader fucking choked him into an inch of his, within an inch of death, and then was like, just know I can still get you, bitch. Like, yeah, you may have won this battle, but I would have always won the war if whatever. And he's like, god damn. And,
But there was also additional things, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just giving an overall basic summary of it. But one of the interesting things to me was this, because there's a Tarkin book, and I don't know if it's fucking canon. I don't remember exactly when it was written. I think it's part of the new shit since Disney owned it, but it is kind of like a buddy cop. Like, I don't know if it's really like a buddy cop, but there are some shits that he does. Like, Tarkin and Vader go on, like, you know, some missions together or whatever a little bit. And it's very interesting to see, because in the original Star Wars, Grand Moff Tarkin orders Vader around, right? And, like, does shit. Like, when he's choking the shit out of that one guy, Grand Moff Tarkin says, enough. And Vader, as you wish. Like, Vader is the one that, like he respects him. That's what it is, right? It's not like Vader knows he could just fucking choke him and kill him or whatever, but he respects him. And, like, this is one of the things, probably the main reason why he has that respect for Tarkin. And that's something that, like, oh man, up until 2017, like, we never got this look at it or to see what it was exactly that, or one of the things that contributed to making Vader have this level of respect, I guess, for Tarkin.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what do you got to say about it?
Oh, I mean, it's just like all the things that Vader does in order to win. Him, because they had these bat people.
Yeah,
and they were using that. Tarkin was using those bat people to, as basically like radar to find out where he was fucking at,
because they could hear his breathing apparatus.
So then he fucking goes into this cave that just reverberates like whatever. If Vader was breathing, it's just gonna sound like it's coming from all fucking directions. Yeah. He's like, that was fucking sweet. And then on top of that, in order to close the gap, in addition to using this wing that gave it, or this cloak that he was using made of some pterodactyl wing, he turned off his respirator. So he was like fucking dying.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh fuck, man. He's like, he turned off his goddamn respirator thing so that nobody could pick up on his breathing. And I'm like, damn, man, this is fucking hell sweet. And then you have Grand Moff Tarkin being the genius at picking people apart, knowing, I think he says it in the beginning, he's like, these are bad lands or whatever. It's unsafe to be here. He's like, well, that ended up being the thing that saved him in the end, knowing that it was, you know, cloud storms were in the area. He's like, all right, I'm going to use this against fucking Vader. And he's like, all right, I know that this motherfucker is think he's got me pinned, but if we stand over in these fucking unsafe area where there's numerous cloud storms or whatever, then if he's the person standing tall, and I'm he's going to be the conduit for the fucking...
Yeah, especially because he's made out of all metal. Yeah. So, like, he's going to get fucking dinged for sure. And that is what... Yeah, that is what kind of saved him. But then again, even being quote-unquote defeated, Vader still won in the end. I mean, because he could have just killed Tarkin and been done.
Yeah.
Which would have been, oh, that's the victory. But he's like... He didn't, obviously, so...
Also, it was cool to see... Because we don't know... I mean... It's kind of at the convenience of the story of what one is able to do with the Force. Mm-hmm. But Grand Moff Tarkin basically pushing Vader to his limits and finding out what his... I mean, I don't know. It's just funny that he's like, all right, I got to maintain this distance or else he's going to Force choke me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking hey, dude, that's fucking awesome. So it is cool to see this mutual respect for somebody that's not Force sensitive. Like, I mean, dude, it must suck dick knowing that Vader can Force choke you at any point.
Yeah.
And you're senior to him, or you're higher ranked than him, and he could do this at any point. Well, like, for you to take this guy to his fucking limits and then also earn his respect, like, that's kind of like a... That wasn't a moment that I was expecting within the Darth Vader comics, because, I mean, like we've said before, the moments within the 2015 series, they ultimately don't matter because we know that nothing meaningful is going to happen here. But
right,
at least for this fucking shit, we have a meaningful interaction between an Episode 4 character that... only got, I don't know what his total screen time was, but it filled out his lore,
yeah,
his personality, everything that you would want to know about Grand Moff Tarkin within like a fucking issue. It's like, fuck, this is sweet, dude. Like, this is the shit that you'd be looking for in a Darth Vader series or a Star Wars series in general.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a positive example of them doing shit that's like, oh man, that's cool. And taking characters, two characters that, okay, we know that they make it to the fucking next, to the movie. So, like, we know nothing crazy is going to happen here.
But we don't know the extent of their relationship.
Right, but this filled it out, gave us some backstory, and we got to see Darth Vader kill a lot of fucking assholes in this.
Oh, man. This he's like, I started off with 20 men.
Yeah.
He's like, now it's down to 12. Oh, shit, now it's down to 8.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, now it's down to 2.
Oh, fuck, he killed them all. Yeah, it was fucking great, man. That was a good little fucking story, and...
It justifies like both series for me.
Yeah, and it does. And honestly, that isn't something that would be a fucking excellent series on Disney Plus to do Darth Vader and Tarkin like this. This issue turned into 6 episodes. Oh man, That would be amazing. That'd be the best fucking thing they would have ever created if they could do that.
Yeah,
and like that's what sucks too is we get, okay, the Acolyte. We didn't fucking need that story, okay? We didn't really need that shit. There are still, which is why I was saying I think they're going to go back to the well with the shit that they know people will enjoy now that they've basically fucked everything in terms of like most of the canon that people aren't down. So this is something you could go back to the well with. And you could be like, hey, man, this is a story we already have that exists. It was one issue of a comic. This would be sweet if we flushed this out into a, you know, like I said, the Ghost in the Darkness type fucking movie or a, well, I think it should be a series. That'd probably be better. But even if it did as a movie, like, this would be fucking cool as shit to do in live action. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. But anyways, what else you got?
I think we could do one more episode.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars. All right, cool. Well, let's end this one then, and then we'll do the next one.
All right, cool.
All right, so go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube. Check all that out. Like, comment, subscribe. Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X. Game Rage Mag. Or no, Game Rage Magazine, Instagram and TikTok. Whatever. You know what it is. Just fucking go. I'm not going to fuck. Just go do it. Just go there. Everybody enjoy it. All right. Go like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. And go fuck yourself.
Was the Game Rage Star Wars podcast. Don't forget, like and subscribe on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. Also on Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. In addition to the actual website of www.GameRageMagazine.com. Check it out for a host of all of our other podcasts and everything else that we do to be determined later. Thanks for listening.